Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
One of the most dynamic trios in gospel music, the Sons of Song. And trios, by the way, have been in gospel music for a while, even though you think of quartets stealing the show. This was a trio that came on stage with energy and pizzazz. And on the phone right now, I have Calvin Newton, who was an original member of this trio. And Calvin, it's an honor to talk to you, sir.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to talk with you.
I'd like to get your history right off the bat here. And the way I do this, the only way I know how to do it is just to ask up front, what year were you born?
1929.
And tell me about your growing up years. Where'd you grow up?
Well, it was I was born in Southern Illinois, at West Frankfort, Illinois. My dad was a coal miner, and back then, and then he eventually became a preacher, because back then you was either a gangster or a preacher in Southern Illinois.
Wow.
They called it Little Egypt. We had a lot of Ma Barkley, wasn't it? Yeah, her family was a gang, and it was pretty bad in Southern Illinois. Of course, you know, our little neighborhood was fine, but it was pretty notorious.
Mm. So, musical influences growing up, was it gospel influences?
Yeah, the Church of God. It was a Pentecostal church, and there they believe in open letter, open your mouth and let her go.
So that sort of set your educational, or just growing up in church, you saw choirs and you saw singers come through, and just through your dad being a preacher, I guess you had an opportunity to sing a lot in church.
Well, yes. In fact, I directed Dad's choir when I was 9 years old, so
wow.
I've been there.
Wow.
That was 71 years ago.
So as a kid, did you aspire to do this, or did you have dreams of being a firefighter or a policeman, or, you know, as a kid?
Well,
growing up?
You know, the thing about it, when Dad was preaching, I was singing. It was a situation where you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do this. So I just sort of did what I had to do. But then eventually, as a teenager, I went to a place in Sevierville, Tennessee. Dad sent me down there to keep me out of trouble. We lived in Chicago at that time. He'd moved up there, and he was pastoring a church, and was getting in fights a lot, and I don't know why, but anyway, I went to school, started going to school in Sevierville, Tennessee at a place called BTS, Bible Training School and College. And I was singing, you know, just singing as part of the crowd. And I was sort of in the back seat close to it. When I finished singing, a man behind me looked over my shoulder and said, you're a good singer. Would you like to sing in one of our groups here at the college? Mm. And I said, yes, I certainly would. I didn't know I was a good singer.
Sure.
But whatever you say. And so from then on, and then I found out that I had trouble getting dates when I was growing up, and I started singing, and it got so much easier. And I thought, wow, this is pretty good. I think I'll continue this.
Hey, not bad. So this was in college, right?
Well, it was a Bible training school in college. Actually, I was at a high school and a junior college, and they taught people to be ministers and stuff. Uh-huh. And I was in the high school portion. I was like either a freshman or a sophomore in high school. I was that young, you know.
Mm. Well, I suppose that singing. You talked about growing up in Illinois, you either a preacher or a gangster. So I assume that, you know, if you were a singer, you probably, that was kind of a polar opposite of being a rough and tough, shoot 'em up gangster type person.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that, especially Southern Illinois, that was, you know, all coal mining country, and you were kind of taught to fight. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Up for yourself and all that. And I wasn't into that. I used to get in fights, and I'd get home, and Dad didn't care who started it. He gave me a whipping.
Sure, sure.
He said, you're not supposed to fight. Sure. So sometimes I lost twice in one day.
Oh, no. Well, but with the singing talent and all of that, I mean, was it difficult at times? I mean, nowadays we have American Idol, and we, you know, it's a very glamorous thing to be a singer and a very admirable thing to be a singer. In those days, did it take courage to step
up
and
sing? Well, yeah, because you know, I got the label Sissy there for a while. He sings, you know.
Yeah.
So in fact, that encouraged me, and I learned how to box.
Yeah.
I had this cousin that taught me how to box, and after I won a couple Golden Gloves things at Kentucky State, and it was a lot better after that. I got me a jacket, said uh-huh. Golden Gloves champion on the back, and I wore it winter and summer. As long as I had that jacket on, nobody bothered me.
Oh, I bet not. Well, so out of this high school Bible training school where you were discovered, okay? You were discovered. You could sing good. You were put in the choir. Pick up the story from there, and let's talk about your musical side.
Well, okay, I became a member of the school quartet. Well, no, actually, first I was a school soloist.
Huh?
I went with the president. It was Dr. Simmons back then. And we'd go on weekends to different churches and stuff as public relations for the school.
Yeah.
And so that's the way it got started. Then eventually I got in the school quartet, and we ended up from there. One summer we went to Florida and singing. In fact, we sang all kinds of stuff. We sang Hold That Tiger, anything, but mostly gospel. And in fact, we were offered a contract from a man who was at the Lions Club in Lakeland, Florida, and he wanted to sign a long-term contract, and a couple of the fellas' dads wouldn't sign it because it said something about nightclubs, and television hadn't even come in yet. But this same man, when he couldn't get us, kept searching and ended up with the Ames Brothers. So we missed a shot there.
Oh wow!
And from that was called the Kingsman Four, and from that I went to a group called the Melody Masters with Jake Hess and Big Chief Weatherington, and Wally Varner played the piano. That was the forerunner of the Statesman, actually.
Yeah.
And then I stayed with him a year or so, and then the Blackwood Brothers called me, and they were the number one group in the nation at that time, And I was just 16, so I was singing. I was pretty high cotton.
Oh, I bet.
So I sang with them, and then that from then on, I've been singing ever since.
Well, you mentioned those names in the Melody Masters, Jake and Wally and Big Jim.
Chief, yeah.
Big Chief, yeah. That was before the Statesman, but did these guys, could you tell that something was about to happen, or could you tell, were you able to identify the talent, the call it superstar talent these guys had even back then?
Well, to be honest with you, no. Because we all sang, and I thought, well, you know, we're just singers. I didn't know what the public would eventually call great, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, Jake did not sing then like he sang eventually. He just sang. He sang second tenor and just sang his notes, and they were nice. But then he finally, later on in the Statesman, he developed this style, which everybody from then on knew Jake when they heard Jake.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one reason why I went with the Blackwood Brothers. I thought, well, we were starving to death in the Melody Masters. I mean, we were in Greenville, South Carolina. I mean, Tampa, Florida, and then Greenville, South Carolina. And, in fact, one time we were coming home from a date that we didn't make any money on. And we stopped, and I went over the fence and got about a peck of peaches out of somebody's orchard and came back.
Wow.
We had peaches. I mean, really, we were literally trying to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
But so that's the reason I went with the Blackwoods, because I thought, well, that's a big name. You know, wow, this is pretty neat. Actually, all the singers I've ever sung with, then I was with the Oak Ridge Boys.
right.
for several years. But the group, of all groups, was the Sons of Song.
Mm.
I mean, everybody was good up until the Sons of Song, and they were, in my opinion, miraculous. Just everything just seemed to fit when we got on stage. And from the first night in Birmingham, Alabama, the first night we sang, we went down there. We rented tuxedos and went in an old jalopy. And I had sung with the Oak Ridge, so Wally Fowler, who was heading up to sing, knew me. And I said, "Well, Wally, we came all the way over here. We've got to get on the program." And he just said, "Cal, I am totally full. I'd love to help you." And finally, he said, "I'll tell you what I can do. I can declare intermission, and then I'll say, now here's a new bunch of fellas coming on and want to sing, and you guys can come on during intermission."
Hmm.
Well, we got out there, supposed to sing two songs, and the people stopped as they were going out, and about 95% of them sat back down, and we sang 16 songs.
Good night.
And booked every weekend for a year from that one night. That was our first night.
Hmm.
And so I knew something. I said, "Oh my goodness, something's happening." My dream had come true. I was in heaven. I mean, I'd sung with other groups and they were fine, but not like the Sons. And it was just my dream come true. And then the devil took over. Seems like after that.
Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates. Open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, heaven, better get down on your knees and pray. All you gambling sinners, better quit saying 7-Eleven, but get yourself prepared for judgment day.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, when I hear that trumpet blast, I'll be coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, boy, you better get down on your knees and pray. Well, all you drinking sinners, better quit keeping up old bootleggers. Instead, bring home to the wife and kids your pain.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, when I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me.
Well, listen, all you sinners, if you want to get to heaven, boy, you better get down on your knees and pray. All you stingy sinners, you got more money than you can count. Put a quarter in the offering and you still shout.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, when I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates.
The Sons of Song. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Today we're featuring the music of the Sons of Song and talking to Calvin Newton.
Preachers and teachers may make their appeal, fighting like soldiers on great battlefields. To their pleading, my poor heart did yield. All I can say, thank my God Almighty, there's something within, oh yes,
something within something, me. Something, God, hold of the reins, oh yes, something within me. That banishes all my pain. Oh, there is something within me. Oh, I can't explain. Oh, all that I know. Thank my God Almighty, I've got something within.
Well, I met God one morning, one Monday morning, then on Tuesday morning.
Oh yeah.
There's something within.
Oh, yes.
Well, something within me, it got hold of the reins. Oh, yes. Something within me, well, say it banished all my pain. Something within me. Well, now, child, I can't explain. Oh, Lord, but I can say, thank my God Almighty, there's something within.
Something within me. Got hold of the reins, my Lord. Something deep within me. It banishes all my pain. Oh, there is something within me. Ooh, I can't explain. Oh, no, get in a hurry. Tell everybody this boy's got something within.
Oh, something within me.
God, hold on the reins. Oh, yes, something within me. That banishes explain. Oh, no, get in the hurry. Tell everybody there's something within. Something within.
Calvin Newton and the Sons of Song, we're featuring them today. I want to go back and clarify something. You were with the Blackwood Brothers.
No, Melody Masters first.
Melody Masters first, then Blackwood Brothers,
then
Oak Ridge.
Then Oak Ridge, huh?
Okay. So with those groups, you were learning the ropes, learning the industry, and I suppose paying your dues at that point. And we have to say we honor you for what you've done, because I know, like you were talking about, some nights you'd starve. And I've heard Eva May talk about going to sing. Maybe the flat for the night was a sack of rice or some produce, you know.
Yes, I've been there.
Yeah,
I've been there, Daniel.
Not easy times, and not the not the glamour you have today.
No, we had no air conditioning, no buses. We would all, five of us in a quartet, we'd travel in a car, or I think the Blackwood Brothers had sort of a station wagon, and that was it, you know. I've never been in a group with a bus.
Well, speaking of Eva May Lefevre, let's go to the point where Sons of Song kind of is formed, and being a Georgia boy myself, it caught my eye that Atlanta was sort of the place where the three of you met up, the trio.
That's interesting. I had been singing with the Oak Ridge, and that wasn't happening with the Oak Ridge very much back then, and. So I went to work singing in a country western club in Atlanta on Peachtree mm-hmm. Street, mm-hmm. and I purchased a 1955 T-Bird Thunderbird, and that's a pretty nifty little car, and I was through work about 2 o'clock in the morning, heading home. I had the convertible top down and on Peachtree, somebody hollered at me. So I made a U-turn in Peachtree at 2 a.m. There wasn't nobody down there then. Yeah. And it turned out to be Don Butler and Bob Robinson. Huh. Where they were going and had been, I have no idea. They just said, why don't we get together and see what we sound like? I said, suits me. And from that, a lot of hard work and rehearsal, it happened. The song happened.
Heavenly love was all that could help me. I was astray, so sad and alone. I looked above, my burdens all left me. Now I can say, heaven's my home. Heavenly love, my Lord, lifting above. For he is my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. Heavenly love, oh heavenly love. Oh, when I shall stand at Jordan's dark river, the shadows of night are gathering above. There is a power I know will deliver. Oh, heavenly love, heavenly love, heavenly love. Oh, heavenly love. my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. Heavenly love, oh heavenly love, oh heavenly love, oh love my Lord, lifting above. For he is my sword and shield, giving me light in darkness of night. Oh heavenly love, heavenly love.
That is why I sing all my joy with you I'll share. I'm going to take a trip in the old gospel ship and go sailing through the air.
Oh, I'm going to take a trip in the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm going to shout and sing until all the heavens ring.
Spend all my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I'm gonna leave this world of sin and go sailing right up through the middle of the air.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until all the heavens ring.
Have no cause. For with my Christ I am an heir. And listen, if too much fault defies, you might be left behind while we go sailing right up through the middle of the air.
Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until all the heavens ring.
The Sons of Song. We're talking to one of the original members of that group, Calvin Newton. This is Daniel Britton Friends.
Now, what about your family at this point? Were either of you married?
Bob was. Bob was married. Don wasn't, and I wasn't either. Mm-hmm.
So I guess that made it a bit easier for you to kind of just jump out in faith there and start working on a new idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just passing time at the club, you know. I mean, it was kind of fun, but I didn't see much of a future, and I really preferred gospel music. Always had. Yeah. And so when Sons came along, and we started rehearsing, and then we thought, this is good, you know, but we weren't sure until that night in Birmingham. Mm. And so after that, I was on cloud nine. I thought, I can't be any happier than I am now.
Well, the era we're talking about, your professional career started in the 40s, and we're probably up into the mid-late 50s by this point. You've been with three groups, and now this is the fourth that you are. And this is the group that you helped jumpstart, the Sons of Song, and the other groups you pretty much joined. Is that correct?
Right, right. I was just another member. Right.
Yeah, but this one, you were a founding member of the Sons of Song. These days you talk to leadership coaches and they tell you got to have a vision, you got to have a plan, otherwise it'll fall apart. Did you guys have something in mind? You wanted to do something like this group, or you want to do something different than these groups were doing?
With the groups I was in, I really didn't feel like I was an integral part. Yeah. You know, I mean, they hired me for so much money, and this thing with the Sons in Atlanta, that was a surprise to all three of us. We had no, I mean, I had heard of Bob Robinson. I had never heard of Don Butler.
Yeah.
But I had heard of Don, but Bob Robinson had sung and played with the Lefevers.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I thought, well, hey, this, you know, I know him, and I don't know anything about Don, but, you know, they're hanging out together, so let's see what happens. And it just, I mean, it was, I kind of think of it as a miracle, mm-hmm. Daniel, because how else could something that was completely unknown,
yeah,
become such an integrated success?
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, while struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, but he shouted,
victory, palms of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was bending low, had overtopped the veil below. While gazing toward that city, his everlasting home, he shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come. Then
palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear.
John saw that holy city, his everlasting home, a band of holy angels all gathered round God's throne. They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam. And they shouted,
victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory, I shall wear. Well, it's built on the rock, on the solid rock, it's the church of the living God. And the gates of hell will never prevail, for it's built on the solid rock. Well, it's built on the rock, on the solid rock, it's the
gates of heaven will never prevail, for it's built on the solid rock.
Oh, palms of victory, palms of glory, palms of victory, I shall
The Sons of Song. We're talking to one of the original members of that group, Calvin Newton. This is Daniel Britton Friends.
Now you know that I'm not perfect. You know that I'm not strong. Satan, he has tempted, and I listen to the wrong. But if you hear I've stumbled and fallen by the way, don't you believe it, brother, for I'm on my way.
Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way. I was climbing up the mountain to the land of endless day. With my face toward the sunrise and the shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
I was tested by the tempter. I was tested by the throng. I was burdened with my sorrow, and old Satan did me wrong. And though my feet did falter, my Savior heard me pray.
Shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
Now you may ask me where I'm headed, Lord. You may ask me where I'm bound. Well, I'm going to my mansion across the sea. Lord, I know I'll have a crown. Yes, I'm bound for that kingdom, oh Lord, the free. Well, I'm bound
for
the kingdom,
for the kingdom,
of the blessed,
of the blessed,
and the free,
and the free,
and my Jesus
soon is coming. The shadows all behind. Just tell them when you saw me, I was on my way.
No, they tell me that he smiles. Man is children that bear, and his smile derives their sorrow. In that lovely land.
way. I was climbing up the mountain to the land of endless day. With my face toward the sunrise and the shadows all behind. Just tell me when you saw me. I was on my way.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and this is a feature of the Sons of Song with our guest today, one of the original members, Calvin Newton. And we're discussing the makeup of that original group from 1956 and 7, the very beginning, with Calvin. So Bob was coming from the Lefevers. Where was Don coming from at this point? Do you know?
He was a radio announcer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a great, great radio announcer voice.
Sure. Yeah, and so you guys were coming with experience from all over the place. That the question about a vision there at 2 a.m. in Atlanta when the thought came, and then later as you started putting together the group, at that point, I mean, you brought such energy. So was that part of your thinking and the forethought? We've got to do something that's really going to wow the crowd. We've got to do something to get people's attention and hold it, so we can get the message.
Something different. Yes.
Yeah.
We did. It turned out to be magic.
Yeah.
I've never been with a group that when you open your mouth on stage. Well, in fact, after that night in Birmingham, every date we played, and this has never happened before or since, I don't believe.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you have the curtains on each side of the stage.
Right.
While we were on, the members of the other groups that were there that night were so there behind the curtains watching us.
Huh.
And yeah. I've never ever seen that before or since, and I thought that was the greatest compliment you could pay a singer.
Yeah.
is to watch him when nobody else knew what you was doing, and to see what we were doing.
So that first concert was in Birmingham at the Wally Fowler All Night Sing.
About War Auditorium.
Oh, you never forget that, will you?
Oh no no way.
So you get there and with no guarantee that you'll even make it on the stage, but you finally convince Fowler to put you on, and intermission's the only thing he had open, and all of a sudden a sensation was born. And I'm trying to imagine that, and these concerts would go for how late at night? They were called All Night Sings, but how late would they typically go?
8 to 2 was normal, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Now some of the singers actually went from dusk to dawn, but most of them didn't go past 2 o'clock. That
you
was
guys,
awful late.
Yeah, well, you got up there and you probably upset the program. I have 16 songs during intermission. I mean, did it push everybody behind?
You know, I have no idea. I was in a cloud then.
Oh, I bet so.
After we did all that, I walked off stage. My head had to be twice the size it should have been. I mean, you know, and my heart was fluttering, and I thought, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I really didn't ever think that day would come. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I'm a singer, and I'll sing in groups, but nothing. I could not imagine what happened that did happen.
Mm.
It was a feeling I'll never forget.
That was 1957, right?
Yes, sir, 1957.
Way up yonder, way up yonder, way up yonder, beyond the cloudy sky, all of God's children will be singing way up yonder in the sky. What glad rejoicing, way up in glory, when we join our loved ones up in the sky. We'll join the chorus, hallelujah chorus, sing forever way up yonder in the sky. Way up yonder, way up yonder, way up yonder, beyond the cloudy sky, all God's children will be singing way up yonder in the sky.
No tears, no sorrow on that tomorrow. One glad reunion, no sad goodbyes. We'll cross the portals into glory. Sing forever way up yonder in the sky.
Way up yonder, way up yonder, way up yonder, beyond the cloudy sky, all of God's children will be singing way up yonder in the sky.
the sky. Way up yonder in the sky. Way up yonder in the sky.
This hour on Daniel Britt and Friends travels back to 1957, listening to the music of the Sons of Song.
Peter, when I talk with Mark, will the day be light and the night be dark? My questions will be answered someday. All my questions will be answered someday. When I'm faced with all my sin, what will I say?
Will I see the disciples in the upper room? Will I talk with Mary about that empty tomb?
Questions will be answered someday.
On that judgment day, the trumpet sound is gonna take me up above. Will we find a place where there's no hate, just brotherhood and love? Will I hear the sermon that was taught by Paul? Will I see the ladder that Jacob saw? Yes, all my questions will be answered someday.
All my questions will be answered someday. When I'm faced with all my sin, what will I say?
Will I see the disciple in the upper room? Will I talk with Mary about that empty tomb?
Questions will be answered someday. My questions will be answered someday. My questions will be answered someday.
The Sons of Song and our questions about the Sons of Song and Calvin Newton are being answered today with Calvin Newton on our guest line here on Daniel Britt and Friends. How long did you guys stay together and keep it going?
Well, not near long enough. We had some bad luck. We had a Don was driving. We were on our way to Miami for a national country and gospel convention, DJ convention. And about 40, 50 miles around Fort Lauderdale. Don bless his heart, got sleepy and didn't realize he was going to sleep and hit the back of a semi-trailer truck. And almost killed Bob. Don was hurt, but not anything anything that would threaten his life. And I got the least amount because I was in the back seat. And I ended up with cuts all over my head. I don't know what I hit, but went to the hospital, and we were supposed to be there that next night.
Yeah, and I hear you snuck out of the hospital where you were to go sing.
Yeah, the three kitchens came and picked me up, and we went down, and I sung. I went down. I wanted to sing, and I had my head all wrapped up and everything, and so I sang "When They Ring the Golden Bells," and I've never ever had a bigger response to a song. Of course, I was bleeding still, and I was in shock. You know, I wasn't hurting at all.
Right.
I just wanted to sing.
Right.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortal. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, can't you
They shoved him over into a darkened room and closed the door. They thought he was gone. And Lee Kitchens, bless his heart, came over and went to the room and said, "Hey, he's not dead." And so this fellow named Lee Kitchens, who later became a member of the Sons of Song in Don's place, saved Bob's life.
Wow.
So, you know, it was quite traumatic.
Well, and how, I guess, ironic may be the word. I mean, you were going to a DJ convention, and Don was the one with previous radio experience.
Yeah, Yeah, it was. In fact, my favorite country singer for years had been Marty Robbins. Uh-huh. And after the singing was over, he invited me up to his room. They were having a little get-together at yeah. his suite. And,
yeah.
and I went up and wasn't doing it. I mean, you know, I wasn't participating. I was just up there kind of in awe of Marty. And police came to the door looking for me. It said, you're not supposed to be up here. You're supposed to be in the hospital. So they took me back to the hospital. They were very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But they took me back to the hospital.
Calvin Newton's our guest today, and you're the Sons of Song on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I once was lost in sin, and Jesus took me in. I'm just beginning to live for my Lord. If I do his will, they say, he will never turn away, and I'll meet him on that glorious judgment day.
I'm just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning to live for my Lord.
Well, if I trust and work, watch and pray, the Lord's going to wash my sins away.
I've just begun to live for my Lord.
See my friends in sin, they won't let Jesus in, they're not beginning to live for my Lord. But I'm witness to each one till my days on earth are done. Yes, my battle for the Lord has just begun. I'm just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning,
just beginning to live for my Lord.
Well, if I trust, work, watch and pray, the Lord's going to wash my sins away.
I've just begun to live for my Lord.
Well, if I trust, work, watch and pray, the Lord's going to wash my sins away.
I've just begun to live for my Lord. I've just begun to live for my Lord. I've just begun to live for my Lord.
The Sons of Song featured today on Daniel Britt and Friends with our guest Calvin Newton.
If you know the Lord, you need nobody else to see you through the darkest night. If you know the Lord.
shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior yonder in the sky.
The Sons of Song featured today on Daniel Britt and Friends, and we'll have to put a bookmark here and pick up next week for part two with our friend Calvin Newton and the music of the Sons of Song. Really, pace setters in their day in the 50s, Bill Gaither refers to them as being the first contemporary group. A letter from Larry Gatlin says, Calvin, Bob, and Don, the Sons of Song, with the best male trio of all time, and that comes from someone who knows a little bit about male trios. They were fabulous, and I loved everything they did. He says, they are certainly in my Hall of Fame. A letter from Larry Gatlin. Those who know music and gospel music history in particular remember the impact they have, and it's our hope that today's show has been an introduction or a reminder of their impact and place in the history books of gospel music. Next week, more with Calvin Newton and the Sons of Song. In the meantime, you can check out Calvin's website, calvinnewton.net. At 80 years young, he's going strong. See you next week.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, each week Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.